Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. And for this website, I also like to use the pseudonym Noella Noelophile. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular. My guests and I are going to tell you about special places you can go and things you can do during the Christmas season. We'll fill you in on gifted artists who are creating things you might just like to consider putting under your Christmas tree for the important people in your life. And we'll also do one other thing. We're going to be talking with people who are doing what Charles Dickens' Scrooge promised to do, honoring Christmas in their hearts and keeping it all the year. So, let's get started.
I audition every piece of fabric that's in my quilts before it gets sewn to see if it makes the next piece pop or is it just sitting there like a bump on a log. There's a lot of beautiful pieces of fabric, but they don't all go together.
Artist-entrepreneur Linda Curry crafts museum-quality quilts, wall hangings, and gifts. As beautiful as her work is, it's also very accessible. Linda offers her warm and colorful creations through her small business, one-of-a-kind machine quilting. She also has a booth at year-round crafts marketplace crafted at the Port of Los Angeles in San Pedro. And she also teaches quilting classes from beginner level on up. Linda, how did you first get into doing all this gorgeous stuff?
Well, the quilting is therapy for me. So when I had two back surgeries, I had a choice that I had to make. What was I going to do? And there was very little that I could do because I had carpal tunnel in both hands. And like I say, I had two failed back surgeries. So quilting allowed me to take my mind off of me and my situation and to put it into doing something else. And once I'm zoned in on my quilting, it doesn't matter what's going on in the rest of the world because I'm there, I'm hummed in and I'm in the zone, and it's good therapy. It's good therapy for just about anybody who has anything that ails them that they don't need to be thinking about. It is a gift that was given to me by God, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I have a passion for it, and I have ability to be able to just see fabric and put it together. So when people say you have to put this with this and this with this, I'm like, I don't know. Let me just see what I want to go together. And so I audition every piece of fabric that's in my quilts before I even sew them. So I never have to take a quilt loose for anything.
I love the idea of auditioning fabric. That's fun.
Yes, I audition my fabric. Every piece before it gets sewn is auditioned to see if it makes the next piece pop or is it just sitting there like a bump on a log. You don't want your fabric to sit like a bump. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful pieces of fabric, but they don't all go together. We can all talk together, but we can't all, you know. So the pieces are the same where they're like people. Everybody can't talk at once. You have to like, okay, let me hear from you. Let me hear from that. So that's how I do my fabric. I listen, I look at it, and I'm drawn to fabric. When I go shopping, the fabric draws me. There's a lot of fabric, but I don't choose all of them. Certain ones pull me and they say, okay, I want you. I'm like, okay. Now, it does not mean that I know what I'm going to make at that particular time. I just know that I like that fabric. And inevitably, it gets turned into something.
It's past the audition.
Yeah, it's past the audition, so now we're making it.
So was doing that when you had your back surgery the first you had actually done quilting, or did you learn it as a small child?
I had never done quilting before in my whole life. Never. Never in my whole entire life have I ever done quilting. I seen it on a TV show, and at that time I was in a walker, and so I was just sitting there, and I was like, okay, I can do this, because I've sewn before, but I had never made quilts before. And then I learned how to do it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Tell me about what you were creating as you were there in the zone making your first quilting project.
Well, you know, that's a crazy thing, because the first quilts that I made, this lady asked me to make quilts for her babies. And she says, oh, I love your voice. She said, can you just come and sing to my babies? She had a daycare center. She said, I just want you there to sing to my babies and talk to my babies because your voice is so soothing. And I'm like, wow, okay. But those were some of the first quilts that I made. But the reason why I made quilts, and I told you that it's a God-given gift, is because God said, take my talent that I've given you and cover my people. And I always tell people, I said, he didn't want me to get it twisted and think that this is something, oh, I did this all of my life. No, it was a gift that he gave me.
Linda also uses that gift to give back to the community.
I do have a charity in which I do donate quilts to those who need them. I donate them to children who are in foster care homes. I donate them to Martin Luther King. I donate them to Charles Drew. We have donated them to an organization that helps graduates. I think they're with, I'll forget the school's name, but they do donate, and we donated quilts to them. And just anyone who really, really needs them, I donate them. I keep them on hand so that I can just hand them out. And when I first started doing this, I actually would see people on the street, like little babies, and it would be cold and they wouldn't have any cover. And I would run in like Superwoman and get a quilt off the shelf and cover them up.
I love the idea of you as Superwoman with a quilted cape.
I cover up the babies, but it's, you know, covering is, you can have a covering of love, you can have a covering of peace. And so with my quilts, I give a covering of love, because when I make them from the heart. And when I give them from the heart. So I'm still doing his work, and God has so blessed me. I mean, he's my teacher. In things that I try to create, he's always there. He says, do this, do that. You know, I may have a problem. So I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. But by the time he finishes and I wake up the next morning, I know how to do it.
You're giving me chills here.
I know how to do it. I mean, he's just really good, really, really good. And it's like, whenever God gives you a gift, he doesn't just say, okay, that's your gift, now go run with it. He helps you to build it into horn it and make it yours. And that's what he's doing with me. I mean, I've been quilting now for 8 years. And if you've seen my first quilt and you see my quilt now, I have grown. I have really, really grown. And I'm not afraid to go out there and experiment and to tackle this and to try this. And it's a challenge that I love. And it's like, I can basically take any fabric and throw some more pieces with it, and I come out with a quilt. Now, I have no idea what it's gonna look like until I finish it. None. I can't tell you, because I don't know. When I start putting it together, if you tell me what you want, I'm like, okay, you want this, you want that, okay. And so I go in with that, and then I start building. And I build it, and I can say that for all the custom quilts that I have done, no one has been disappointed. No one. Everyone loves what I've done. I recently did quilts for Congresswoman Maxine Waters. She had a Standing in the Gap luncheon for the 5 mothers whose sons had been killed. And I made quilts for each of those mothers and presented them to them at the Westin Hotel on the 30th of May. I cried, they cried, the audience cried. But they were beautiful, and I was just privileged to be able to do that.
What an honor. That's incredible.
It was. So,
before we continue, what's the name of your charity people might like to support?
Oh, my charity is Quilts with a Divine Quest. It's a baby. I've been in it about 3 years now. I've had it. And what we do is my business is one-of-a-kind machine quilting. And with that, I take fabrics that I have left over and batting and stuff, and I make quilts to give away. Batting is kind of expensive. That's my most expensive thing right now, is the batting. So if you want to donate to that charity, please donate it so we can buy batting or donate batting.
If you have cotton batting you would like to donate, or if you'd like in other ways to support Linda in her mission with Quilts with a Divine Quest, you can reach her at quiltswithadivinequest1@gmail.com. That's quiltswithadivinequest1@gmail.com. Or go on Facebook. You'll find out more if you go to Facebook and type in Quilts with a Divine Quest.
We help people who can't help themselves. We cover those who can't cover themselves. And that is it's close to my heart. It's very, very close to my heart, because you see so many people and they don't. And especially children sometime in foster care, when they leave, they have to leave their favorite blanket or banquet quilt. They have to leave that there. They don't get to take that with them. But I want to make it so that they can take it with them. They put their name on them, and when they leave, it's theirs, you know? And to children, that means so much to have something that they can take with them.
In that kind of a situation, especially.
Yes, in that type of situation. It is so important for them to have it, not to say, no, you have to leave it. I want them to take it with them. So this is one of the reasons why it's so near and dear to my heart, because I like doing that. I love seeing their faces when I give them their quilts. I just love it.
Tell me the story of One of a Kind, please, your business.
Well, One of a Kind is a quilt shop. I do manufacture my own quilts. And it's not like any other quilt shop, because in most quilt shops, they sell fabric, they do this, they do that. I do quilts, and it's One of a Kind machine quilting. That's how I started the business, was just quilting the machines, because I made these huge, huge quilts, and I had no way of quilting them. So, God made it possible for me to get the sewing machine, the quilting machine, and I got it, and I've been in business 8 years now, and I'm just quilting, quilting, quilting. So, it was a purpose. He gave me a purpose, and he gave me back my life. That's what he did. Because I don't know what I would be doing now if I wasn't quilting. And it's like when you're the captain of the ship and you crack the whip and you command everything, and then all of a sudden you can't do anything. You can fall into a dark, dark wormhole where people have to actually pump a light in there to you to get you back up. And this is what God did when he gave me the ability to make quilts and to make and to help other people, because it took my mind off of me. It took me out of that wormhole. It took me from that depression. And now I am out in the light, and I don't worry about any of that anymore. I just do what I have to do and enjoy life and appreciate him. And every time God opens up another door, I just thank him for that, because you have to be thankful for what he gives you today. You have to be thankful. You can't just keep saying, oh, I want more and more and more. You got to stop and say, thank you for this. Thank you for this day. Thank you for my health. Thank you for my strength. Because it's not a given thing, and you don't have to be like that. I could be in a wheelchair. I could be sitting and not able to do anything, not even able to move. But even with my health issues, he still gives me grace and mercy. And that's what keeps me going. That is what keeps me going. And I love it. I love it. I love it.
Was your faith this strong prior to your health issues?
My faith was strong. My health was not. My faith is stronger. My health is not as strong as it should be. And although I don't allow myself to dwell on my condition, because I need creativity, and you can't have creativity and negativity in the same spot. So I choose to look higher. I choose to look for higher heights. I choose to make things and not just, I choose to be grateful for what I do have and not what I don't have.
In fact, let's tell our listeners about what we have here, because these are breathtakingly beautiful. Let's draw a couple of word pictures of what's around us.
Okay, we have the Serenity Prayer, which the fabric around the prayer itself I had for a couple of years, and I had no idea what I was going to do with it. And then when I got the panel, then I said, oh, this is it, this is it, this is it. And so then I framed it in that, and then I used some other fabric around it. This one here, it says going home, and it's like a maze, a little puzzle. And my guild, the African American Quilters of LA, they had this particular pattern, and this is my concept of it, using the different fabrics. This is my first patriotic quilt. I have never, ever in my life made a patriotic quilt, and I love this quilt. And I had a young lady who came in, and her son was in the service, and she asked me if I could make her a quilt for his bed. And I did, and we had it ready by the time he got, last year, I think around Thanksgiving, he came home. And so it was on his bed when he got there. But the funny thing about this particular quilt and anything else, they're never the same. Even if I make it again, it won't be the same. There will always be a different change in it. No matter what, there's a different change. So when I made hers, it was somewhat different from this one. And so I said, you know, it's not going to be quite the same. She said, it's okay. And I said, I thanked her for allowing me to make it. And she says, no. She says, the honor is mine to have you to make it for me. And I was just totally blown away, because I guess it's because I think that I'm just doing this. But she was like, no, you are awesome. And I'm like, wow. So we have that one. We have this one, which is Kilimanjaro. This is a frame, and I put it in different ones. This one I call Blended. And the reason why I called this scrappy quilt Blended is because that's the way the American people are. We're all blended. So this has calicos, and it also has African fabric in it, because that's the way we are. We're all blended here. This one has African fabrics in it. Totally, totally. The one next to it, the same, it's done in a rail fence pattern, but it is African prints, which makes it look totally different from any other rail fence. And this one is done in African fabric, and it's done in a few other fabrics as well, but I like it. And I use that zebra print to really make it pop on the outside, because I have some zebra in, but I also have tiny, tiny, tiny pieces. And I section these quilts when I put them together. They're in little sections. It's all the fabrics that blend together, they go together. Then I lay them out and say, okay, how are we going to put this together? And that's my fun part.
And please tell me also about the quilt that caught my eye. You have a quote from Harriet Tubman about freedom. I love that gold quilt.
I like the wording in this. It's when Harriet had crossed freedom. And I was like, well, what can I put this on? And I found a piece of fabric that has, it looks like the sunrise. It looks like the sun is actually rising in this fabric. And I couldn't cut it. I just could not cut the fabric. So what I did, I put the wording on the fabric, on top of the fabric, and then quilted it in, because then you could see what she was seeing and what she was saying. And it all made sense to me when I did it. This quilt has actually been at Biola University for the Black History Month. It was there, and I had this one. I had this one also. I think I had like four quilts there. And when he seen them, he was like, this is what I want. This is what I want.
Now, Linda and I talked in July of this year, and she was already thinking ahead to Christmas.
For Christmas, I should have lots of beautiful Christmas quilts. I have Christmas quilts. I also will have table runners with coordinating napkins, because I do those as well. And I make my table runners much larger than the ones that you see in the store. My table runners are usually like 24 to 30 inches wide, and they're longer, and they're beautiful. They're like one of a kind. They're not the ones that you're going to see in the store every day. So I like that part. I also make my napkins like that as well, because I think the more exciting your table is, the more exciting your napkins are, you can feel special, because your friends can't say, oh, well, I have that. And you're like, no, you don't.
No two are alike. You better tell me.
Two are alike. It's just one of a kind. So, and in my quilting, I find that it's just one of a kind. I actually get bored if I have to make the same thing over and over again. It doesn't work for me. So one of a kind. I will have quilting items. I will have nice, unique gifts. I also do quilted tote bags. So I'll have lots of things for you to get for Christmas.
Now, if you would like to get one of Linda's quilts for Christmas or for any special occasion.
My Christmas quilts will vary according to the size, but quilts depending on the size of them can range anywhere from a small quilt, maybe $350, up to a larger quilt, which could be $1,000. And it just depends.
Linda said she would have her Christmas items by October at the latest.
And we will have layaways. So if they like to come in October and lay it away for Christmas, they can do that.
If you're in the Southern California area, you can stop by and see Linda at Crafted at the Port of Los Angeles, which is a year-round crafts marketplace in San Pedro. She's in booth 204. Crafted is open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll find out more at craftedportla.com. That's craftedportla.com.
I would really love for everybody to come out. Come out to Linda's little, I call it my quilt gallery, but everything is for sale. But it does look like a gallery, but I would like you to come out and see, because there's so many different facets to quilting. It's not just the same old plain quilting. I throw excitement into every quilt that I make, okay? And I do have cancer quilts as well. I like to take things to the limit. I like to go beyond, not just stop there, but go beyond, try a different fabric and see what happens. So please come out for the experience, come out for the classes, and come out and say hello.
Linda also does custom orders. You can find out more by emailing her at oneofakindquilts@gmail.com. That's the numeral oneofakindquilts@gmail.com. oneofakindquilts@gmail.com. And if you'd really love to learn quilting and maybe make something special for Christmas 2015, Linda can help in that area as well.
I have beginner classes. I teach people the way I want someone to teach me. I do not want you to assume that I know anything, so so I'm assuming that you know nothing, so I take time and I'm patient with you. There's no such thing as a wrong quilt, or that's not the way. It's here we go, let's go this step by step and do it. And I would like to make sure that you know what you're doing and how you're doing it and why you're doing it. And I'd like for you to be able to take something home the same day. I don't like quilting classes where you get something and then it goes in the closet because you didn't get to finish it. No, we'll do a project based on what you know, as small as we can, so that we can complete it and you can take it home and say, okay, I have a completed project. This is what I did.
What kind of a project might a total beginner like me hope to take home?
I could do a small wall hanging. We could do a small wall hanging for you. Put the back on it and everything. Stitch it in the ditch and make it nice.
Nice. Some of the people listening from home might want to make some Christmas gifts with you. What times and what days do you teach?
I teach on Fridays and Saturdays from 12 to 2. Prices run around $45, depending on what the project is. I may ask you to bring fabric, and then I may have a kit that you can purchase for that particular class.
How do listeners find out more about that?
Okay, so we're at Crafted. The classes will be listed on the website. We have a calendar there, and the days for the class and what the class will be about will be listed on that calendar.
Crafted Port LA.
Port of LA, yes.
And look for One of a Kind with Miss Linda Curry.
One of a Kind, yes, yes, yes.
This has been great, Linda. Thank you for your time today.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
You and I have been listening to artist and entrepreneur Linda Curry, proprietor of One of a Kind Machine Quilting. You can find out more about her work by going to Facebook and looking up One of a Kind Machine Quilting, or by emailing her at oneofakindquilting@gmail.com. That's the numeral one of a kind quilting at gmail.com. Better yet, if you happen to be in the San Pedro area, stop by her booth, booth 204 at year-round crafts marketplace Crafted at the Port of Los Angeles, open Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. You can find out more about Linda's classes on Crafted's website, craftedportla.com. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be warm, colorful, and crafted with a lot of love.